TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Live, TM Hyman Radio. A remix like no other. Hey, you are in tuned with your hip-hop informer, that dude TM, coming to you live out of Atlanta. What's going on? We got your 30 common fears. Holding people back from success, part two. Rocking up in this joint. Got to catch my breath. 30 most common fears. Holding people back from success, part two tonight inside the Social Lab. Hey, jump on it. 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. Shout out to that whole crew that was out in Miami for No Sleep Weekend this weekend. I missed it, my first miss. Back at it next year. Sleep Green, No Sleep Clothing. Man, Kurt Elton, and really the whole Philly masses. They bring the country out. A dynamic event, about 3,000 people emerged on Miami, like no drama, no killings, no fighting, you know what I'm saying? I mean, just all love. Listen, we need more of that. Again, big up congrats to another successful No Sleep Weekend, my dude Sleepy Green, Kurt, and that whole crew. Hey, 30 common fears holding people back from success. If you missed it last week, you want to definitely go back and check out part one in the podcast. Let's jump in it. It's 607, 608 now out there on the West Coast, 908 Atlanta out here in the East. Hey, number 20 tonight. Check out part three, which will have your top 10. Next Monday, tonight, we're going to count it up the ladder from 20 to number 11. The 20th fear, most common fear, it's the fear of conversation. Maybe you're not great at talking to people in person or on the phone. You know, you're scared of having those important conversations with people specifically you don't know that well. Listen, if you let this fear get the best of you, you will struggle for the rest of your life. Every business is in fact in business for people. We are in the business of people. If people weren't listening, there would be no need for us to be doing this right now. You feel me? So again, every business is in the business of people. So you need to make that one of your skills. Tonight, number 20, the fear of conversation. You got to get in front of people, your business. Number 19 tonight, it's the fear of self-belief. The fear of self-belief. Listen, it takes a lot to fully believe in yourself and in your abilities and in your dreams. And you might be like, I don't dream. Listen, everybody has dreamed at one point in their life. You may not have had any recent dreams. And again, it takes a lot to believe in yourself. In fact, a lot of people don't really have that much self-confidence or belief in themselves at all. You know, I mean, a lot of people choose not to believe in themselves in the case that they might end up being wrong or be rejected or be hurt. And that's what keeps most people from even starting or trying. But listen, to hell with somebody hurting you or rejecting you or you feeling like somebody hurt you or to hell with you being wrong. Listen, you got to start somewhere. If you get the answer wrong, you'll find out what the right answer is. Don't be afraid of getting it wrong. I mean, listen, there's a lesson in it. And if you sit up scared all the time, not believing in yourself, I mean, how far is that going to get you? And if you don't believe in you, who else is going to believe in you? Listen, self-belief is the only thing that's going to propel you to where you want to be in life. It's the belief in yourself. This fear is one to get rid of sooner than later. You feel me? You feel me? Okay. If you say so. I mean, listen, I mean, we're going to age whether we like it or not. Everybody gets old. You know, things aren't as important as it used to be. You're still holding on to things that people probably can't even remember because they didn't got too damn old. You feel me? It's something that you cannot control. Don't let these little hangups keep you from moving forward. It's so real. You know, and in fact, that's number 18, the fear of aging. You know, it's the fear of aging. It's something you cannot control. But if you spend time worrying about the fact that you're aging, then that's you're wasting time. You're getting older, wasting time for no reason. Worrying won't change the outcome. It will not. Number 18, the fear of aging. Tonight we are talking about common fears.
that hold people back from success. We actually have part two. So that's 11 to 20 tonight. Stay tuned next week for that next part. Hey, we'll be right back. Here's some ratchet. If you take it off, Tim Hammer Radio.
Mike Wilson.
Poppin', I'm just poppin' bangs. Bands to make her dance. Bands to make her dance. These chicks clappin' and they ain't using hands. Bands to make her dance. Bands to make her dance. All these chicks poppin', poppin'. I'm just poppin' bangs. Bands to make her dance. Bands to make her dance. These chicks clappin' and they ain't using hands. Short hair like me alone. Lose one, she don't need alone. She start twerking when she hear a song. Trip up all her income. We get trippin' and then some. So nasty when she rollin'. She put that air off in my hands. I remote control it. She give me down when the roof gone. At the KOD, she leave with me. She got friends. Bring three. I got groom. I got drink. Bend it over. Juicy J gon' poke it like wet paint. You say no to ratchet, ratchet. Juicy J can't. Racks everywhere. They showin' racks. I'm throwin' racks. In a VIP. Rubber on. I'm stretching that. Bitch, you tippin', broke, you lookin'. And it ain't a strip club, but they ain't showin'. Bands to make her dance, bands to make her dance. All these chicks poppin', I'm just poppin' bangs. Bands to make her dance, bands to make her dance. These chicks clappin', and they ain't using it.
Can you be my baby daddy?
Yes,
pimpin'.
looking like I'm Dolomite. Hooked up in my caddy, smoke like I got cataract. In the strip club throwing up the fat, got racks on top of racks. Bust that pop and back, clap, clap, clap. I ain't done with you, baby, bring that earth back. Still got 20, still got 50s, even got them hundreds. Throw some money, I'ma let it go. Walk a flock of flame, better known as we so let it go. Baby, make that earth clap. Drop it to the floor, make that earth clap. Round of applause, baby, make that earth clap.
You do TM coming to you live out of Atlanta. It's the Social Lab, TM Hyman Radio. 30 common fears holding you back from success. We're on 17. It's the fear of risk. Risk is a funny thing. The outcome always has a chance of being negative or positive. That's what makes people uncomfortable. It's that unknown. And you really don't know which until, you know, you decide to actually take that step, how it's actually going to come out. You know, will it be good, bad, or indifferent? You know, you cannot let the fear of risk stop you from trying to make it happen. You know, the issue is if we, you know, you and or I, you know, spent our life in fear of taking risk, we would just be on pause. You feel me? And I can't pause. You know, you won't ever, you know, open yourself up, you know, to the opportunities in the world, you know, if you just, you know, pause, right? So, you know, don't fear. You know, when it all falls down, you know, it's a lesson. You know, you got to take the good with the bad and use the experiences, you know, as stepping stones. You know, don't allow those things to hold you back. Again, it's the fear of risk. You know, don't fall into that hole of fearing to take risks tonight. Number 16 is the fear of not being loved. I guess for me, this is a tough one that I think a lot of people struggle with. I think everyone else, you know, no one wants to be alone. No one wants to grow old. But I've never had a fear of being loved. And I think that has everything to do with the support system that I was raised in. I've come from a big family. My mom is one of 9 kids. I am one of 6 kids. And so when it came to people and being around people and feeling love and I've never struggled with that. But I know in this instance, we're talking about really like one-on-one, like intimacy, relationships, however you want to take it, you know, I think some people go, you know, the one-on-one route. Some people look at it from a broad perspective. The bottom line is this: you cannot fear not being loved, period. Because one, if there's nothing that ever makes you feel loved, you got to know that God loves you and he wants the best for you. And at the end of the day, you know, you can choose to go any path that you want to go. It may not be the path. You may not have a father, but you have a father up high who looks down low and he keeps us, he covers us. But it's important that you believe, because if you don't believe in it, then it can't work out for you. You know, the fear of not being loved is one which causes people, I think, to stay in relationships at the same time when they know that it's not really what they're supposed to be doing. You know, they're scared of being alone and, you know, scared that they'll never find someone else, you know, who will love them in return. You know, you need to stop worrying about being alone and embrace it at the end of the day. We came into the world alone. We're going to die alone. I know that's real cut and dry, but really it's truth. You know, the right time to fall in love will come when it's ready. And when it's ready, you won't have to question it. But the right now that a lot of times, you know, we want to look for, you know, you've got to do a whole lot of living in order for it to fall in place. Sometimes we want to put the cart before the horse. I'm going to stop right here and remind you not to fear not being loved. Hey, number 15, it's the fear of boredom. Some people start doing things purely because they don't want to be bored. This can sometimes be a good thing, but it often puts people on paths that really they shouldn't be on. They're only there because they were bored. What kind of bull is that? Often from boredom, listen, again, it goes back to not having an issue being alone. It's okay to pause sometimes. It's okay not to do anything sometimes. I struggle with that myself. Often from boredom can come inspiration. You know, so don't be afraid to find yourself, you know, bored every now and then. Sometimes you got to pause and let those things download. Sometimes God is trying to tell you something, and you can't ever get it because you ain't never still enough. I ain't preaching. I'm just saying you ain't never still enough to even hear. What are you saying to you? You might just be able to tap into your creative imagination, you know, and let some ideas start flowing if you just pause a little bit and not be fear of boredom. Hey, it's 922. It's the Social Lab. 917-889-3926. If you want to weigh in, want to hear from you. Again, we're talking about 30 common fears holding people back from success. It's part two. Check out part three. We'll wrap it up next Monday night. Number 14, the fear of not having enough knowledge. Lack of knowledge is always something that can be solved for. The Bible says that people perish because of a lack of knowledge, you know. But all you need to do these days is, guess what? Google a subject, bang, there you go, to start learning more than enough about what you want to know about anything you're thinking about. That's the reality. Google it. Google it. No excuses anymore. And if you're not a Googler, you know, you don't want to read, because a lot of people don't want to read, right? Think that you can't read. You know, some of us is lazy as hell, don't want to read. YouTube it. There's a YouTube video for anything you can think of if you're not an avid reader. The excuse of worrying about not having enough knowledge is just flat out stupid in 2017. There's nothing else I can say about that. Knowledge can always be acquired. YouTube it or Google it. Hey, it's 923. Number 13, the fear of not being talented. Raw talent is something that many people possess, you know, towards, you know, a certain skill. Everyone can't do all things, even though a lot of people think that they can. The reality is, it's all in your mind. You only do it well to yourself. For people who really do it well, they're looking at you like, sit your ass down. If you're not naturally good at something, you know, the first few times that you try it, you know, that might put you off a little bit, but it also might help you to realize that you're not good at it naturally. It's not that you're not good at it. You're not good at it naturally, which means it's not a talent. However, we've seen repeatedly in history that hard work often pays off. So if talented people are not willing to work hard, you know, they'll easily be overtaken by people who are working just as hard to do it just as good as they're doing it. Because I believe you can be trained to do anything if you have the right mindset and if you're willing to put in the work. That is what I believe. Hey, number 12, the fear of being poor, the fear of being broke, poverty. It scares the living daylights out of a lot of people. And for those of us who actually, you know, grew up, you know, like one paycheck from poor, that was the middle class, or people who was just flat out poor, like, you know, like people went shopping every day for food. There was like, you know, no food in the refrigerator, but, you know, we shop for food every day, cook every day. That's like really making your ends meet. People fear that kind of living. And that's how many of us were raised as kids. And so we work hard so that we don't ever have to experience that again. And because we don't want our kids to experience that, it is real to have a fear of being poor. The fear of being poor really, you know, ensures that people will take whatever they can get their hands on as it relates to, you know, job employment. You know, I mean, the fear of being poor, you know, causes people to take jobs that they stay in for like 20 years, even though, you know, it was never the career that they really wanted, because it paid the bills, right? So they took it. You know, they'll always be, you know, too afraid to leave that job because the bills got to be paid. Never let that kind of fear overtake you, right? Because, again, a lot of people took jobs because they felt like they had to. It wasn't that they really wanted to. This causes people to really remain stuck in jobs they really do not like, they didn't want in the first place, You know, they hate getting up in the morning, but they go bust their ass for their family, their kids. But guess what? They're unhappy and miserable, and they blame everybody. They blame everybody, you know, and then they snap, they flip out, you know. They snorting cocaine in the bathroom. Don't nobody know why they in the bathroom so long. They alcoholics. Why is that? They're drugging and drinking their sorrows away, you know, because of choices that were made that catch up with us in the long run. We take time to do this. I take time to do this because, you know, the one thing about this platform is it's real talk. Real people are listening, and we're in real times. We don't have open dialogue about the realities that hold us back. There's a real divide in this country, specifically in the world. It's called a digital divide. It has everything to do with knowledge and concepts. You know, we'll keep talking about this more next week. A few more I want to get in. It's 9:27. We're back on, what is today? It is Monday. We're back on Wednesday, 9 p.m. Listen, all my days kind of run together. I never stop working. So every day is a work day for me. Number 11, that was the fear of being poor. That one just, like, brought, like, some reality to me. And you know, it's kind of frustrating to think about the fear of being poor because that weighs down a lot of us, and specifically a lot of people in my community. So that was a big one. Let's move on to 11. It's the fear of the unknown. The unknown is also a heavy one because that causes us to pause. Many of us, the unknown is like, it's like pitch black, like at night. And no one wants to walk into pitch black darkness at night, but that's what the unknown can be sometimes. But guess what? Chasing your dreams is like jumping off a cliff, and it's also like walking into the unknown. That, you know, you've never experienced it before. So you can't be afraid of the unknown. You know, if you're like me, you probably, you know, enjoy the unknown to a certain degree, because I do. You know, I thrive off of it because it's that next thing. It's pretty exciting. It gives me like a feel. It's a challenge, and I like to be challenged. So listen, do not fear the unknown. We're going to wrap this up tonight with the fear of missing out. Number 10, check us out next week for part 3. The fear of missing out. Maybe you're worried about missing all the crazy things that your friends are doing, talking about, buying, you know, whatever it may be. The fear of missing out causes people to make situations that really don't help them excel. You know, it makes them accept situations. You know, if you give in to the fear, you know, you'll always put yourself in situations where many nights and days you'll know that you messed up. The fear of missing out can have you to make some crazy decisions for people who really don't really care that much. Forget about what they're doing. Focus on what you're doing. Write the vision. Make it plain. What are your goals? What are you trying to pursue? Stay focused. Hey, we're back next Monday with part 3. But we're back on Wednesday, 9.